Welcome to Tractor Fiction, where we explore the work of Jack Chick on the radio. This is an episode I like to call The Sissy. Let's start now.
We begin in the cab of an 18-wheeler, barreling down the highway, out in the beautiful desert lands of the American Southwest. Duke is driving, while Billy Joe rides shotgun.
What did you do then, Duke?
Then I knocked that third guy right through a plate glass window in the street.
Oh, wow. You took care of that sucker.
It's a man's world, Billy Joe. Gotta be tough to survive.
Soon, the pair pulled their rig into a truck stop.
Let's get some food. I could eat a horse.
Man, look what's on the back of that truck. That really bugs me.
The truck they stood looking at had a large sign saying, Jesus Saves, posted on its rear.
Only a gutless idiot would have that up there. 'Cause Jesus was a sissy.
That a fact, Duke?
Yep.
Suddenly, an enormous, rugged man appeared from around the side of the truck.
Howdy. I heard what you said about Jesus being a sissy.
Is this your rig?
It sure is, Bella. How about you boys joining me for some supper?
Yeah, thanks.
Soon, in the diner.
Well, here's your food, boys.
Thank you, Father, for this food. In Jesus' name.
How'd I get into this?
Duke. What makes you think Jesus was a sissy?
In my book, any man that turns the other cheek is a chump.
Duke, if God himself could turn himself into a man like us, with all that power still inside him, and some dude asked him to fight, who would win?
Hey, that wouldn't be a fair fight! The God-man would kill him!
Then the God-man should turn his cheek?
He'd have to. It'd be like fighting the Bionic Man, only worse!
Let me shake you up, Duke. The Bible says Jesus created the universe, and he was God Almighty in the flesh. Jesus is the God-man.
Are you kidding?
No, Duke. His mission was to come to this planet to save your neck.
I don't understand.
Me neither.
If your house was on fire, you and your wife and kids were sleeping, and I drove by and saw it burning, and I didn't wake you up because I knew you would be uptight, what would you think of me?
You mean we all got burned up because you didn't warn us?
That's right.
Man, I'd hate you. I'd curse you forever. I'd never forgive you. You'd be the worst kind of murderer.
And you listen good, Duke. Your house is on fire. You're going to hell on a grease pole and Satan is laughing his head off.
What? Are you crazy?
Two powerful persons are fighting for you. And right now, the devil's got you. And you're so blinded, you don't even know it. The Bible says all have sinned. That's you, Duke. And come short of the glory of God. That means you aren't going to heaven.
Then I'm going to hell and fry forever?
That's right, Duke. But you don't have to.
You mean I should stop boozing, swearing, and cheating on my old woman? And start going to church and leaving the good life?
Nope. It wouldn't do you any good, Duke. 'Cause you'd still be going to hell.
Hold it, partner. The only good thing you said was, I don't have to go to hell. Just what did you mean by that?
Let's go back to the one you call the sissy. Would you have the guts to go into a town where they knew they were going to kill you?
No way!
He did, Duke. He did it for you. When he got to that town, they framed him and beat him with a whip that had chunks of metal and bone in it. It cut his arteries. He was in shreds. He should have died before they nailed him to the cross. You see, Duke, he was beaten to a pulp for you. That's how much he loved you. The Bible says his visage, the way he looked, was so marred, torn up, more than any man. Then he died on the cross. He shed his precious blood to wash away your sins. He was executed for your crimes against God. His job was finished. He arose from the dead. Now he's sitting in heaven at the right hand of God the Father. When he comes back to rule this earth in a few years, people will run and hide. They'll ask rocks to fall on them so they won't have to look at him. That's when Jesus wipes out the world's armies who fight him at Armageddon.
Jesus is gonna do that?
Yup. He's coming in power and glory. Now comes the rough part. On Doomsday, when all those who died in their sins face Jesus as their judge, from whose face the earth and heaven flew away, he will sentence them to hell. This is the one you call the sissy.
What do I do to get his blood to wash away my sins?
Duke, Jesus said, repent. That means turn from your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart and forgive you, and he will.
Can I pray too?
You bet. Why don't you sit down and join us?
The waitress joined them at the table, and she, Duke, Billy Joe, and their new friend bowed their head in prayer.
Where's Martha? Huh? Am I going bananas or is that a prayer meeting I'm seeing?
The next day, the duo was back on the road, their rig newly decorated with Jesus Saves signs.
I found out something when I prayed in that restaurant, Billy Joe.
What's that, Duke?
That Jesus had more guts than any man that ever lived, and I love him for that.
Me too, Duke. Me too.
The end. Thank you very much. We're listening to Tract or Fiction. Now we're going to talk about a debate about whether or not this tract was 100% factual or 100% fictional. All right. Now, I believe we do have two debaters in the debatatorium. Debater number one, what is your name, sir?
Isaiah.
Isaiah. Have I heard of you before, or is it me?
No, I'm not you.
Okay, then in that case, debater number two, who are you, and why are you here?
My name is Zelda.
Zelda, nice to meet you, and that's good. All right, let's find out who's on what side of this debate. Heads will mean debater number one is for the tract, that is to say Isaiah, and tails will mean debater number two, who is Zelda, is for the tract. Let's flip this coin of fate. Oh, it's tails. It's a very pretty picture of the state of Tennessee's music. All right. So that means you are pro the tract. You say fact and you say fiction.
Of course it's fiction.
All right. Well, let's see. Challenger Isaiah, I ask you first, present your case. Please.
Well, it's crap. I don't need a case. It's crap. That's my case.
That's persuasive. Zelda?
Well, it's not complete crap. well, yeah, listen.
So you admit it's crap?
No, it might be crap.
I win!
No
question!
No. It may be crap in the way it's presented,
don't give
up. They do use Bible verses. They do quote the Bible, and they do present them in a fairly accurate light.
Zelda, are you... What is your background? Where are you from? And what do you do for a living?
I'm from Tennessee, and I go to my Baptist church every Sunday.
That's what I thought.
What? Freaking Isaiah! I think I know a little bit more about what's in the Bible.
Hey, just because my name is Zelda, dude, doesn't mean you have more on me just because you're named after a prophet.
I'm not named after the prophet. I am the prophet.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're named after
sorry.
Video game.
Unwashed masses.
Interesting. Okay. I have some questions about the actual matter at hand, oddly enough. All right. So here's what I want to know. They talk about Jesus coming back from the dead, and he's really scarred and messed up, and everybody's afraid of him. Is Jesus a zombie?
Say that again. Is Jesus
a zombie if he's all messed up like that? And everybody's scared of him, and they want rocks to fall on them because he's so ugly. I'm wondering
Actually,
if he's a zombie.
It's not because he's so ugly. It's because...
Let me see what it said.
Nope.
It said they'll ask rocks to fall on them so they won't have to look at it.
What kind of crap's that? You can't talk to a rock. It's a rock.
Okay, the reason why they can't look at him is because Jesus is so good and pure that his he gives off a radiance, and therefore they can't bear to look at him because they themselves are sinful. So basically, he glows with holy light. Probably.
He's dead.
He's not dead. He's a supernatural being. He came down.
A vampire?
He inhabited a human body.
I think I remember this from last week. I listened to your show last week and they talked about vampires.
No. He inhabited a human body for a while. He was born as a human and then he died. But ultimately, this was like an avatar of God.
Okay.
Jesus is a part of God.
All right.
So. Well,
this is an interesting point. But I actually have an expert here on the undead. And sir, what is your name again?
My name is Chris Redfield.
All right.
Jesus.
And so you're an expert on zombies, is it?
Yes, I am.
So what is your take on Jesus' zombie
issue? What's with the video game shit? Excuse me, beep.
This program may contain language or material that may be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of foolish people like the engineer and may not express the views of the management of WHRW or of other WHRW station members. Therefore, we advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. And I think with that, the debate is officially lost to Isaiah. Isaiah has officially lost the debate. And that's a sad fact.
Because
Isaiah had the inside track. All right. Sir, do you have anything to add before we finish this up?
Well, from my experience, I believe even if he is a savior, we should have a nice, sturdy fuel canister. Oh my God, Jill! Watch out! He's all over you!
And with that, I think everyone finished, because the zombies are attacking, and we're all going to die.